Thank you, Chair. I'm going to be a little bit of a thief here, and I'm going to steal your argument and Mr. Askew's argument also, Askew's argument. So, first, I understand that, as you have both said, we are talking about measuring global trends. To this point, we have been very thorough by only establishing that which is a global trend, and displacement, as important as it may be, is not a global trend in every country. And you don't have displaced people due to disasters in every country. So here, I think we need to measure that which is global. And global is people who die, everyone, wherever there's a disaster in the world, people may die, they may fall ill or get injured, they may lose or get their home damaged, and they may lose the means of procuring their lives. So that is global trend. And then everything else could be national indicators. And if some countries have the baseline, as you said, if some countries have the capacity installed already or are willing to develop it, and or if some countries think they should, because it's a problem for them, identify from the affected people a separate category of displaced people due to disasters, we're fine with it. But the thing is that I don't feel that it's a common problem for everyone. And to this point, we have only tried to measure common problems. Because as you said last session, we are trying to measure apples and apples. Otherwise, we're going to measure different things. That is on one hand. And then on the other hand, as Mr. Askew has said, I know that some countries want to be as thorough as possible and as strict as possible. But where does a person that has lost his home go? Does he stay in the same place? Probably he will be displaced. Probably he will move. A person that has lost his ways or his livelihood is also going to move. So I would insist on only having those four categories that are essential to everyone, because otherwise I don't see how we are going to advance in this process. Also, the proposal of counting how many people move could be a solution, but then you will have to put on the foot so it could be acceptable that you are not talking about displacement. So we are on the same page. So that is why I think that you are able to calculate how many people move with evacuation and relocation, because that is what everyone does in the world, besides that some countries who measure also displacement. So I think we are, as I said yesterday, bringing displacement to this discussion is going to swamp the discussion. We are not going to advance, at least from our perspective, because it's very complicated. And as Japan has said, most countries don't have the baseline. And we're talking about one of the countries that has great experience in disaster risk management. So what would you think about the rest of the countries who do not have that level of development? So we need to be realistic here. We need to, as you said, maybe when in 15 years Japan hosts the fourth meeting, okay, we can talk about displacement. But today we don't. That is not realistic, as you said. So I would insist on concentrating on the loss of life, of the affectations on health, on houses, and we need to get a proper, as I think the solution provided by Andrew is feasible, talking about agriculture and shepherds, I don't know the word in English, okay, that sector of economy. So but because if we broaden it, it would be much more difficult. Thank you, President.